Well, good morning, everyone. Happy fourth and final Sunday of Advent, the week before Christmas. And this year we have almost a full week of last week of Advent. I hope you're having a really excellent time during the season. I want to also just take this opportunity to thank everyone who put together the absolutely wonderful Advent lessons and carols. Diane and Stacy, of course, doing a lot with the music, and the readers, Efficient, Richard, for getting that team, part of the team together. It's just absolutely wonderful, and I'm so glad that it went so well last week. So thank you for all of that. Today, what I want to do is talk with you about one small, seemingly small, but I think crucial verse that you find in the first reading today, where Paul starts out saying, "Now to God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel." That is just a key, I think, to everything. And it's easy to read over that very quickly. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, Richard had mentioned during our virtual coffee hour that I have a particular style of songwriting. And when you hear one of my songs, you kind of know, oh, that's one of John's. Patty has a particular style of songwriting. And you can, as you hear a few songs, you say, oh, yeah, that was Patty's. And every songwriter has that. And beyond that, every person has something about them which is absolutely true about them. You might say it's unique about them. You can tell that they are the one. That's the one who did that, just because there's something unique about them. And that is what Paul is saying when he writes, "Now God, who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel." And it's even a little strange on our ears, because we know not everybody has their own gospel. Well, you know, there's only one gospel, one story of the good news of Jesus, and yet Paul here says that he has his gospel. It's bigger than that, that's for sure. However, when you encounter the message of the gospel, there will be something that first hits you, and that may not be the thing that hits another person. Something that strikes you out of the gospel story, that begins resonating within your heart and within your soul, something that God is beginning to do within you, that happens only with you, and it doesn't happen the same way with other people. And that is what your gospel is. It's the part of the gospel that begins resonating with you and then opens up the rest of the gospel to you. The whole gospel is accessible to you through that experience of how the gospel touches you in the first place. It makes it real for you. And then the rest of the gospel becomes real for you as a result. And that's how God first lights up your soul. It's what motivates you to follow Jesus. Because that has happened to you, it's what you want for everyone else too, that they would have that kind of experience with the gospel. Now for me, it's realizing that God knows who I am and he wants to strengthen that. For you, it might be something completely different from that. You know, healing of relationships, the furtherance of justice in our society, all kinds of things are in the gospel. You know, the strength of the church might be something that stirs you. That's the first thing that stirs you. That's your gospel, and it opens up the rest of it. But for me, it was realizing that God knows who I am and wants to strengthen that within me. Now, I know this may be hard to recognize and even believe, but there was a time I was mixed up with the wrong group of people when I was a teenager. And there was some trouble. I don't want to get into that, but as a result of that, I realized how much God loved me. As I got through bad incidents and bad times and trouble, I realized how much God loved me. And that deepened more and more in my youth group and then in my church and as time went on. And today, it's still something I'm interested in very, very much. not only for myself, but for you. I'm very interested in knowing what is at the heart of your life that God is igniting. What's the part of the gospel that resonates with you in your heart? I really want to encourage that in every way that I possibly can. That's important for you. And it won't be the same as for me or for other people, but it's for you. And I feel the same for St. Francis as a whole. What's the gift of God in the center of this congregation that can be fanned into flame? What's that portion of the gospel that's at the core of the founding of this congregation that can be continually fanned into flame and then open us all up to the rest of the gospel, to the fullness of the gospel, so that we as a congregation end up following every aspect of Jesus and what he's about? That's what Paul is getting at when he refers to my gospel and what it means to us. So I want to unpack that verse just a little further. It starts out, "Now to God." Now that's another phrase that you can kind of get immune to, and it happens a lot. But what it means is that everything is about God. Absolutely everything deals with or is connected to God. It is always, everywhere, all the time, without exception, all about Jesus in every way, no matter what. He's always at the center. And seeing that opens our eyes to everything. And seeing that opens our eyes to exactly what God has created us to be. Seeing that opens our eyes to who others were created to be as well. When we see that Jesus, as the gospel song says, is my all in all, is everywhere all the time, and is about everything, and everything is about him. When we see that, that's when we begin to get further strength in who he created us to be individually. Our strength as an individual increases just by seeing that Jesus is about everything all over the place. And we can see the same in other people. We can begin to see what Jesus has done in their lives and what Jesus has created them to be. Now, that's a bit hard to develop in our own individualistic culture. And that is just where we are, and it's the way it is. It's our reality. But I want you to remember, God meets us in the reality we are in. And a part of that reality is that we're very individualistic. A more family, village-based culture will make that easier. And that's, you see that in the scriptures quite a bit. It's less individualistic through the centuries that those books were written. However, God will keep bringing us back to the place where we first believed. The place where the gospel first resonated within our hearts and souls. The place where we began to see Jesus is who he says he is and what that meant for our lives. The place where God first started to transform us and draw us close. He continues to bring us back to that and will open us up to the parts of the gospel that we've yet to see. That is what you might say is the life of discipleship. The gospel is part of the infinite Word of God, and there will always be something in there that we've yet to see, and God will continually bring us into that, continually increase within us the knowledge of him, and also continually transform us into the likeness of Christ. That is always going on. You might say we never quite arrive. All of this is how we're strengthened by the Spirit of God. For example, when we first came to St. Francis, some of us, not just me and Carol, but all of us, and when you first arrived, whenever that was, and some of you have been there from the beginning, when that happened, some of us were touched by a different style of music for worship. Not everybody was. A lot of people were, not everybody, but and some of us were deeply touched by that. And we recognized the gospel that we already know in that music, and then saw more of it in a new style of music, at least new to us for worship music. There was something that began to widen within us of the presence of Jesus, that we perceived it in a new way. All through that style of music, that carried something of the gospel that resonated within us. It touched your gospel and in some manner and at some depth. It's the part by which you begin to recognize the rest of the gospel. And that happens over and over and over again. Now, as we're going along this morning, you might be starting to have thoughts come to your mind. We say, yes, that's my gospel. When I first started taking, for example, you might be thinking this, when I first started taking real notice of the Bible and wanting to get more into it, that's my gospel. My gospel is the Word of God. Well, that will open you up to everything that's in the Bible, which opens you up to everything that is about God, which opens you up to the cause of God, to the justice of God, to the Son of God, to the Church of God, everything about that. And some of us would have a somewhat different experience, and it may have been when you first came into St. Francis. You walk in the door and you say, wow, there's something here I've never experienced before. And that you have an experience of the body of Christ and of the church that starts resonating deeper within your soul. And then that opens you up to the Word of God and the cause of God and the Son of God. All those things start becoming more real for you because that one piece of the gospel that caught you and started working in you began opening that door. So my question for you this morning, and perhaps the challenge is this: what is God pointing out to you right now about how he reaches out to you? What is God saying to you about the way the Spirit of God touches you? Is there something that usually and normally resonates when you sense the presence of the Spirit of God? However that is for you, is there a topic or a concern or a feeling or whatever it is that goes on, that happens? I want to suggest that might be your gospel. And then one of the ways that you can see how that works is when you experience the Spirit of God that way, and that seems to be your gospel, can you see more of the gospel that you normally don't think about? Does more of it become clear to you or more attractive to you in one way or another? Can you begin to say what that is and how that works for you? And then can you take the strength God is offering you so that you can walk in it every day, perhaps even into places that you've never been with Jesus, going into depths of discipleship that you've never been to before? The path opens up because God has reached you in a way that is right for you, that is meant for you, that God has had in mind for you from even before time began. And here it is right now today. If you would take that up this week, this last week of Advent, and just be asking God about that. What is my gospel? What is the thing that you, Lord God, want me to have first? What's the first thing that you want me to have? Jesus calls it in Revelation, the first love. What is your first love with him? And then he can take you into that, take you back to that, and then take you beyond that. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you reach out to us and to St. Francis in ways that are healing and graceful and merciful and powerful and strong. We thank you that you are the one who does that with us. We ask that we'd have eyes to see it and the ability of your Spirit to follow in it all the days of our life. Amen.